Welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's the Real Atlanta Podcast.
Where's your boy, D-John ATL. Follow me out YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, and TikTok. Follow your boy on TikTok.
And this your girl, Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby.
Also, we have CJ and Nigel on the mics as well.
Yes.
Hey, while Mike might go and get CJ some water.
Exactly. If y'all only could see that. I just really wish y'all could see how he just laid out right now and just chilling. That's what I really want y'all to see.
Like, I'm fucking hating. Shit.
Cause you just feel like you got the right to just lay down.
I ain't got the right to do shit.
Just wait till you get back on camera. It's gonna be on.
It's over with then. Mm-hmm. He ain't gonna miss a day. Y'all gonna be like, dang, CJ, you need to take a break from the podcast. Cause he ain't getting off when he get back home. Later on day. He ain't getting off, okay?
Talk about this weekend with CJ and his little friend he had that was stalking his ass.
Who?
Crazy ass motherfucker. Checking mailboxes at 9 o'clock at night.
Who?
Goof ass back in
there. My granddaddy came outside like, hey, what the hell you doing, baby? I'm just checking the mail. I wanted to see if we had mail.
Who?
Some girl chasing out CJ at the event we went to.
Oh,
chasing
my God.
Chasing out of CJ.
Bro.
Went and told her, auntie.
The high photo was nutty again. Mike got another goddamn gig.
Well, hey, you need to be doing that because you making Nada some money.
I'm telling you. She wanted them, boy. Sucking on lollipops and popsicles and shit.
But she was crazy on this.
Who is, like, how old is she? She was.
I say she at least in her 20s.
She too old to be doing all that.
Shit.
She said she wanted
young 20s.
Why she just couldn't come up to you and say something? Who?
She probably was 20.
Well, I don't know, because I probably would have been. Ain't no telling.
You would have walked
up to me? Huh?
You would have walked up to me?
No, but I would never. I don't have to. I don't have to do that. I would have. Eventually, you would have came up to me.
You would have been looking for eye contact.
If you wanted me, though, if you wanted me, oh yeah, you. I know you made eye contact with her.
Oh yeah, CJ was on it, but he wasn't.
Was she cute though?
Huh?
She was cute.
She was cute.
Oh, okay, so why you didn't?
She was giving you too much stalker vibes. She was laying it on, but
okay.
I said, whoa.
Then she wouldn't leave. Like, the whole time, either she was, like, right there in there, or she was, like, right there at the door.
Like, or looking, in, like, looking
or,
at him.
Or she'll walk by and, like.
Oh, nah, like, please. You on some stalker stuff.
I was like, hold on.
She just
probably young and just don't know how to express. Like, I like somebody. And most women, y'all don't do that shit no way. Y'all want the nigga to talk to y'all. Once you reach a certain age, y'all be like, oh, I want the man to come talk to me. Right or wrong?
I'm not going to. I wouldn't say nothing to
you. Exactly. Y'all
yeah, I'm that. Not going to say
I'll nothing. I'll make eye contact.
But you going to know. You going to know. You're going to know.
If he'll talk to me today,
you
going to
know that
I
want to. Yeah, you gonna know that I want to talk to you by the eye contact.
She ran back inside and grabbed her auntie and was like, do y'all do this? Like, asking DJ all type of shit. I was like, bro.
What I kept doing, hey, CJ Ballman, talk CJ.
now putting it on CJ.
He dirty as hell. I said, bro, I ain't got shit to do with me. I'm the help.
Oh, man. And he said, I'm the help. God damn it. She was on his head. When she pulled out the second popsicle, that's when I knew she bought it for real.
Yeah,
she pulled out a second one.
She kept looking at me too.
And then how she was, I don't even want to know. Never mind.
She do like this. She like, so what y'all doing?
Not okay. All right. That's too much.
Oh man,
that's too much.
She might have calmed down once you gave her number.
But granted, though, you can't always like rock with people like that. Like,
yeah, but that's why
she
you might have
with him. She could be doing that with anybody.
But you might have could have just talked to her and then based that off of if you wanted to talk to her for real.
We were just talking to her. She was fucking crazy as shit.
But yeah. That's one thing about y'all. Y'all don't like when a female come on to y'all.
Too strong.
Y'all don't like that.
I mean, be subtle with it. You know,
bro. Okay, cool. The eye contact. All right, cool. Boom, bye, boom. You nice little conversation, boom, boom, boom. Motherfucker, you come in with two fucking popsicles. I'm like, bro.
It was popsicles or suckers?
It was popsicles.
The cold motherfucker.
Mm. Which ones? The ones like in the plastic?
The one that be in the freezer. Popsicles.
Of course she know epoxy is all this different kind.
No, I'm saying is it the one on the wooden stick or is the one that's in the plastic? Man,
it was on the wooden ones. Stick.
The dick looking ones. Okay, she was sucking on the dick looking ones. Okay.
I can't.
The ones that look like the American flag.
It's like a bomb popsicle.
Okay. But it was like a different color than that. But yeah, it was like them motherfuckers.
Okay. Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Something like two that. Two of them. She was scared me.
Oh, no. She doing too much.
Then I knew she was crazy. Bro, this is how I knew it. She came outside and checked the mailbox. Like, bro.
9 o'clock at
it's
night.
It's Saturday, though.
It's yes. Saturday it's at 9 o'clock first at night. At 9 o'clock. Like, bro.
Amazon do drop out packages on Saturday at by 9 p.m., yeah. Though.
Them hit right there.
At the dome.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's
exactly
what
summer snack.
That's what she wanted. That's what she wanted. What summer snack?
But I was just saying, like, at the end of the day, okay, cool. You saw I was at work. My mind was working. So it
your
was
mind
like,
wasn't all the way at working, though.
It wasn't. But shit.
CJ should have got a number, man. She would have put it on his ass. That was what it was. He ain't want that problem. Nigga.
Yeah, it was going to be over with that night. She was going to give you everything. Especially you talking about she was sucking on that popsicle like that. She was going to lay it all out to you.
Mm-hmm. That night. Yep. Talking about she was wanted half of your money, Nigel. Said, hold on. They ain't got shit to do with
you. Y'all got to put me on payroll. Y'all gotta put me on payroll.
Like, you can't
what did she do though? What?
Bro, she was
you don't even have to do nothing though.
She was pressing the button.
That was it. Acting like it was supposed to be us. Like, bro, yeah. It's self-explanatory.
Like, you don't have to do.
Press
you,
the button to start.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't even have to do nothing. Y'all can just
we
really
just
sit there unless people have questions, but.
That's all it was.
Exactly.
I was like, bro, just push the button.
Oh, yeah, she was trying. She was trying
to. She wanted it, bro. She wanted
attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
then
but
I left the room.
This
and,
motherfucker
and went
leave,
to the bathroom. I come back. She all in the nigga face like this. CJ. I said, oh, yeah,
no,
she wasn't.
That
nigga,
okay.
She young, man. She was young. She
bro, she had to be like 19, 20. I give her 19, 20.
Yeah, yeah.
I just never been that type to just force myself on somebody. Like, yeah, I never was that type. Like, if you want to talk to me, yeah, we going to make eye contact and stuff like that. But if we talk, the only way we going to talk is, and I think that's most females.
So
like,
If it's a nigga that you really like you damn near falling in love at first sight.
Mike.
You look at him and he look at you back and y'all both making the googly eyes and all that shit and he don't approach you. You just gonna let that nigga leave?
No, I probably won't let him leave, but I'll probably say something slick to him so we can start up a conversation.
Yeah.
Like say something a little flirty just to
That's how she was. She was like, I need
but ass. If I feel like the vibe is not being reciprocated, mm-hmm. then I'll probably just be like, okay, he ain't feeling it.
She didn't
it,
give
so.
A fuck about the vibe because but you, I wasn't giving her no time.
What was you though? But do you think that you were?
I don't know. I probably was.
You probably was. You don't. You never know.
He was playing it cool.
I don't think he
would give her the vibe.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he would give her the
but
vibe.
She was still like
she was still pressing.
Okay, she just didn't give a fuck. Yeah,
give a fuck.
At this point.
He wouldn't give her the vibe like that.
Yeah.
Like he gave her a little, you know, little talk shit here and there, but it wasn't like I want you type vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't Carlos talking shit.
Oh, okay.
It was CJ.
Yeah, cool. CJ. Oh man, but yeah, man, that shit crazy. Like how females, you know, will say they, you know, try to talk to somebody. You know what I mean? Like that's y'all way of trying to talk.
It's a pride thing for me though.
In college, I like this guy, right? And my way of trying to talk to him was like being mean, almost. Like I kept bumping him.
I would push my chair out.
You one of them.
I done did that before.
Bro, what you keep bumping into me for?
Exactly.
Because I want your attention.
Why you in my way?
Uh-oh, sorry, yeah. But yeah. Sorry.
Oh, man.
But yeah.
Have you ever been, like, denied, though? Like, what's the worst y'all have been denied? Like, somebody trying to talk to you, like, Well, you trying to talk to them and they really like, Jeb, I'm not fucking with you. Like, y'all ever had it?
I think that happened in high school, but it wasn't nothing like serious. Like, I was being over the top, probably like the girl was being though. I would say I was being hella extra, came on too strong, but it was kind of like I was playing. Like, I liked them, but I didn't. So I was like being extra.
He's talking about the Caucasian man.
Yeah, the white boy.
The Caucasian man.
Yeah, the white, I was scaring that white boy away.
Scared his ass? Uh-huh. You too much? See, he said, oh, hell no.
No. Can't do that one.
You ain't never been denied?
I have, but I ain't going to tell you. It's embarrassing.
Man, this is a podcast. This is the one place you're supposed to.
Look, everybody always wants you to tell some shit, but they ain't going to tell their story.
I am going
to
tell mine. All right, not mine. I'll tell mine. Really
shit. My shit was in the April Fool's joke.
Okay. So, when I was growing up, I used to get cold sores all the time. Like, I used to get cold sores, like, every time, like, the seasons change or, like, if my period came on, sometimes I would get cold sores all the time. So, I was in, like, middle school. And me and my friends, we got a pool up the street from my house. And we was at the pool and stuff. And so, this dude that my friends was talking to, he brung all his friends or whatever.
Oh,
and so, all his friends came. And so, then the nigga just rejected me. He was like, I'm not finna talk to you. You got a cold sore on your lip.
Oh.
And I was like,
in front of everybody?
It was kind of like in front of everybody, but then not really. Mm-mm.
He was older.
I think he was like in high school at the time, but I was probably like in eighth grade. And I was just so embarrassed. I was like, damn. And I really wanted to talk to him, but after then like probably like when I got to high school, he tried to talk to me again.
And
but
he denied it
I was
yet.
Like,
yeah, I ain't fuck with you, bro. No. You embarrassed me,
mm-mm,
bro.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, oh, like, I'm not been talking to you.
Bro, I ain't finna talk to you, bro.
And I think to this day, he still be trying to talk to me. Like, when I see him, he be like, hey, what's up? And I just keep looking at him like, dang, you rejected me. But
you,
shit, I would
too. Dirty if, nigga.
If I seen a nigga and they had that shit on they lip, I would have did the same thing. So, I mean, I don't blame him, but he just, that was embarrassing for me.
What's yours, CJ?
Oh, my shit came in April Fool's joke. I'm gonna cry that goddamn day.
For real?
I'm mad as fuck. But the bad thing is, like, bro, she wanted to talk to my homeboy. We was in, like, middle school or some shit. And it was thick-ass white girl. Like, she just got there. I was like, bro, what the fuck is going on? Like, man, you in 7th, 8th grade and you just see busted ass females all goddamn day. You know, all right.
You seen that white Nubian queen.
Okay, yeah, we ain't gonna right, say it all that.
Way. White.
We ain't gonna say it
right. But she was safe as fuck. Exactly.
But she was thinking, I was like, bro, what the hell? I want her. And she knew it. She did a fucking April Fool's jump on my ass.
No.
Bro, I was mad as fuck that day.
Man, I would have kicked that ass in the throat.
What was the
April Fool's joke? Like, she came up to me and asked me out. Then I was like, you dead ass? And she was like, nah, April Fool's. I was like, bro, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah,
she knows she wrong for that.
I would have caught that right in the mouth.
But then she was like, do your homeboy got a... I was like, fuck.
Wow. Fucking,
oh, she was trying to ask for the homeboy.
Wow. She had to break the ice with you so she get to the homeboy.
Oh, yeah, that's all it was. That's all it was.
Somebody can't chill them white people, man.
That never happened to me where, like, somebody and they like my friend or something. I don't think that's happened.
That's never happened to you? I think that don't happen to everybody else in this world but your ass.
But what?
I don't know if that happened to me either.
Like, I don't think that's something that
happened. Oh, yeah, that did happen to me before. It happened to me before.
Rarely happens to girls,
I feel like. Now, I mean, sometimes it be well, probably what happens is, I know this happens with a lot of guys. They talk to a girl, and then they see the other friends, and they be like, damn, I should have talked to that motherfucker.
I think that happens.
That happened to girls, too?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that probably happened.
We think it in our head, but it's like, damn, you stuck that person down, so it's like, you can't even.
You can't say it. Motherfucker should have met your friend first.
Right.
Yep. Y'all little been on. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, when I was younger, I was very territorial to people that wasn't mine when I was younger. Like, I would, like, if a guy liked me, I wouldn't want them. But as soon as I see another girl trying to talk to him,
oh, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, hell nah. And then I, you know. step on the girl toes and
the lioness come out
for no reason. Then I wouldn't even give the boy no play in the end. So it was like they wasted their time.
Damn,
I used to do that a lot.
For real, but that's because you had no ties really to nobody. You see what I'm saying? So you could play, with niggas like that.
Yeah,
especially not having no sex. You know what I'm saying? At a young age,
I had a girl kicked off a party bus one time.
What?
Because she came on party bus with him. I wasn't showing him no play at first. I'm like, oh, hell no. And then she got kicked off. And then dude, you know, at the end of the night, they still didn't get nothing from me. So
damn. She just fucked up everybody.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. I ain't gonna lie.
I said I was younger.
Why she fucking up everybody tonight, man?
Everybody mad. Oh, I got your kicked off because of your ass.
And now she's going home.
I got what I wanted.
Heavy
as
shit.
Damn.
He's spending all the rest of the night trying to get the girl that he kicked off of.
Exactly.
Come on, man. I was just playing. Nah, nigga.
What was my worst experience with getting kicked to the curb? I mean, not getting kicked to the curb, but getting denied. I never got denied, man. You know what I mean? I'm just that so nigga. You feel me?
Why your socks like?
I know them bitches won't fit on all the way. Taylor talk shit about my socks, man.
She
talks shit about my
socks. The Real Atlanta podcast shoe cam. Don't look down, though.
Hey,
don't
tell
me. Because I ain't got my shoes on. Look, I'm over here rubbing my feet through the carpet and stuff.
That shit feel good?
They do. It's a little rough, though. It's a little. This carpet.
We gonna upgrade one day on the carpet. You know, for right now, this is what we got.
Alright, don't try to deflect when you got denied.
Yeah,
say. I really don't remember. Like, I really don't remember.
He don't want to remember.
Let him tell that little girl at the school bus you told me about. You was following her home.
What?
You told me you got off at her bus stop shit. Or something. The little cute little girl.
These niggas crazy.
And she
Facts.
And she, it was young.
This nigga on some
and
shit.
And what happened?
Right back there somewhere. This nigga used to be. And you said, you was driving around, you showed me where the girl got off the bus and you liked her.
At Mama House?
I don't know. It was around here.
Around here?
It was like over, like some streets down. You got off the bus at a different bus stop.
Uh-huh.
You said the girl, she had like long, pretty hair. Her mama wasn't nice to her.
I didn't get denied, though. I don't know. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Jessica. Jessica Gwynn. So you remember that name. But I don't know.
JG.
I'll say I don't know if I ever had a story where it's like I got denied. You know what I'm saying? It was mostly like just downplayed me. But I do have a story about when I was on the school bus one time and I denied a girl. I had just so everybody know in my family and in my friends, everybody know I'm the nigga that fought. I fought all the time. I don't know what it is about me, but I fought, okay? So when I
So if y'all ever y'all look back at previous podcasts and you ever seen just me like, bro. Just look at, like, just look at me. You'll know. You'll know when he passed gas.
So yeah, so I'm sitting on the bus. I'm sitting on the bus and I was in class and I fought it in class, but I fought it too hard and I sharted a little bit. So the girl, you know, she liked me
what
or whatever.
What sharted? What's that?
Well, you shit your pants a little bit. Yeah, so I sharted a little bit. So
go home, see a brown stain. You be like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
That shit came from.
So I get on the bus and shit. I'm sitting in the front because I'm like, I don't even want to fuck with nobody today. I'm just shut the fuck up. The girl come up there. She told me, come on, let me see it. She trying to see my dick and shit. So I'm like, nah, chill, bro. So she grabbing at my shit like this. So as she doing it, you know what I mean? The wind just blowing it. It just blow. I'm like, chill, bro. So all you do, everybody on the bus like, what the fuck is that smell? Everybody smelling it. And the girl look at me like, nigga, that's you? I'm like, hell no, that ain't me. That's you. That's her ass, y'all. She up there stinking like a motherfucker.
That is messed up.
And she came for me. Don't tell. Hey.
You came up here fucking
you,
with
you
me.
You feel me? You came up here fucking with me. I ain't for none of that
they
shit.
They like, bro, why the fuck? Everybody wondering why DJ sitting in the front. He used to be in the back.
Exactly. Talking shit. I'm in
damn,
the front.
Bro.
Minding my business.
He in the front minding it. He might go through some shit. Now she want to come up here fucking with me. I got
that's
some.
That's nasty.
Hey, bro.
And that's messed up, too.
The whole, even the bus driver like, hey, put down the windows in this motherfucker. I said, but that shit was foul. Smell like straight shit.
You just, bro, you should, bro. Your bowels, bud.
That shit different, bro.
A real dick. Hey,
hey, I used to stop up toilets when I was growing up, bro.
But I did too.
Stop up them toilets, man.
Dicks is for you.
All right, let's move on to some to some shit that's going on.
Nacho shit.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, you know I mean, but they saying Jeff Bezos is stepping down as CEO of Amazon. Yeah,
I thought he did that shit last year.
I thought he did too.
Why they say he doing it?
I do not know.
He still got all the shares in the company.
Why they say he doing it?
I don't know why they say he doing it. I want to see.
See it. On he's it. Focusing on his the aircraft.
Oh, the space shuttle.
Oh, yeah, they did say that.
Dang, it must be taking up a lot then.
Blue Origin.
I'm pretty sure he still got some ties to it, though.
Oh, of course. He's just not CEO. He's still the owner.
He still got all his shares. You know what I mean? Anything that happened, he's going through his ass.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He got a board. Nobody is a CEO, though.
Oh, did y'all hear about the shit with the golfer?
What golfer?
The golfer killer. Y'all seen that shit? That shit was crazy.
I heard about it at work, but I didn't see what happened.
So basically, what they saying is, he was a pro golfer. Well, he was a retired pro golfer, and he ran this golf course, and he witnessed a murder, and the guy drove onto the track. Mm-hmm. Drove onto the golf course. In a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm. White pickup truck.
The guy walked out there, the guy who run over, he the manager. He like, what the hell going on? Bow, he gets shot in the head. So he dropped dead. Then they find two more bodies in the trunk, in the bed of the goddamn truck. Mm.
That's crazy.
So what happened?
Shit, they witnessed a crime.
Who witnessed it?
The three that's dead. The three people that, he had two on the back of the truck. He drove onto a golf course. Waited till the manager came out there, shot him in the head. Mm. He was the pro golfer that's why it's a big story. It's in Georgia.
The pro golfer is the one who's shooting
him? No, the pro golfer was the manager of the golf club.
Okay.
So he came out there like, what's going on? Why is the truck on the golf course? And the guy shot him in the head.
Because he don't know witnesses.
To the crime that, I guess, I don't know if he committed the crime or somebody paid him to go kill everybody who, you know what I mean? I don't know. Mm. They still trying to figure it out. They won't say what the initial crime was.
That is crazy.
So who found the owner?
Shit, they heard it. They heard the gunshot, and then people went to go see what the fuck it was. They see a fucking truck on the golf course, and then you see three dead bodies.
Because most of these golf clubs be in neighborhoods or like close to neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure. But this is Kennesaw, so I don't know. It's a Kennesaw. Cobb. But Kennesaw, you know, it's in the country, kind
of. Them folks scared hell. They say, I thought I've never seen anything like this in my life, in my neighborhood. Yeah, nigga.
shit happening anywhere.
Yeah, you feel me?
It ain't just happening in Atlanta or in the hood.
You ain't moving Clay County all the way up to Kennesaw.
That's what they got to understand. Everybody got to understand it. This shit happening anywhere. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. You ain't got to be in the hood no more for somebody to die or get shot.
I think it's probably because people that went through the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Then you got people losing their jobs, people not working. Niggas people are going
crazy. Family members have died. Friends have died.
Crazy, I couldn't see my fam, my mom, my dad. People my literally family members.
Going crazy. Don't have the money, don't have the means. So you go to a white area thinking you gonna come up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Come on, man. I mean, it's gonna be high like this. I think it's gonna be, they said that even in Atlanta, like on I-20, like this is the most shooting that they've had on a highway within like the past 20, 30 years. Like,
and it's crazy because I remember I-20 not even having no traffic. Now I-20 have the most traffic. Oh, yeah. Now more than 285 have traffic.
Mm-hmm. That thing look crazy.
Yep. That was the golfer.
Oh.
Damn, CJ.
Shit, you look crazy too.
Found two dead bodies in the bed of the truck, man. That's some crazy ass shit.
Yeah, he had a motive.
Oh, yeah, he definitely had a motive. They witnessed that other crime.
Possibly a dark-skinned Hispanic male. Mm.
Them folks shook up there, bro. Them folks shook.
Mm. Look how he pulled his car in, though.
That's a Dodge.
He waiting on his ass to come out there.
Yeah, it was probably so Hispanic. He was Hispanic targeting golfers
or something. No, they witnessed, the three guys witnessed a crime. So he was like,
Time out. Let's break it down. So two people that he had in the bed of his truck witnessed him commit a crime before.
Three.
Yeah, three people.
Two in the back and the golfer.
That's what I was saying.
What was the crime?
So before, all three witnessed the crime that he committed.
So all of them was on the golf course.
No, this was another place. Another crime. Yeah, a whole nother crime.
So the first two people witnessed him doing that. Then he drove there and the golfer came out there and was like, bro, what the fuck is this truck doing on my goddamn golf course?
And he killed him.
And he killed him.
No, that's not what happened. What so basically, okay, just put it like this. I'm the killer, right? I go commit a crime at the Chevron. Three people witness it. I leave the scene. And I find out that all three of them now went to the police and said, hey, I witnessed this crime. It was this type of guy that did it. So he drove to one house, killed him, put him on the bed of the truck. Went to another house, killed that nigga, put him on the bed of the truck. Mm. Drove to the golf course, said, I know the last guy is the manager of the fucking golf course. Went and killed his ass.
Now it's making sense.
So, yeah, he killed...
I thought this happened in the same day, but they witnessed him do some shit prior.
Prior.
He went looking for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They need to find his ass.
Yeah.
Get his ass off the damn street.
You feel me?
Because...
He's an assassin.
That's...
in Mexico.
How the fuck he get away?
And got away. That's the thing. Like, he didn't get caught. He's still on the loose.
And it looked like that golf course is really, really big.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck he got away.
It happened on the 10th hole.
What that mean?
That's how, so there's usually 18 holes on a golf course.
Oh, like going so it ain't all the first
hole. It ain't the 18th
hole. So it's like the middle.
In the middle. Literally, basically in the middle of the golf course. He went to directly in the middle of that motherfucker.
Damn. He had somebody waiting on the outside for his ass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro got away. Like, that shit crazy.
Maybe the places you least expect, though, because these people probably didn't expect that it was going to be a shooting at the golf course.
Exactly.
Probably don't even have cameras like that. Exactly. Like, all that.
Shit.
They probably do, but.
The golf course don't be playing. They know where you at, what hole you're going to get, and everything.
Yeah, that shit fucking.
When you was explaining, I thought this shit happened all in the same
one day. Like, it probably did, though.
And. They killed them two people, and he just drove to a random golf course and was like, damn, the fuck? Oh, you gonna come out here? All right, cool. Now you finna be back here with these two.
Basically. But nah, that shit.
These motherfuckers went on a manhunt.
Basically, yeah, he went on a manhunt. Found out their information, what they do, what they like to do. Went to the golf course where the man worked. Oh, this
nigga bought a cocktail. Shit over with. And then gone.
What you was saying, Nadja?
I was saying probably this happened the same day. Based on what it's saying,
because
it keeps saying that an earlier crime, like it happened that Saturday afternoon.
Go down real quick.
Could have been.
Oh, never mind.
Could have been. Mm.
That's crazy.
That shit. What else it was?
Shikari. She not in the Olympics.
Yeah, she's man. That out. Shit. That
I
shit,
think she's just choosing weed over the damn she's shit. I just playing.
She out of now. She can't.
No, she can't race.
Oh, okay.
She can't race. Yeah.
No I don't know that now. Though. I don't understand that though, because they said they gave her this is before her even the 30-day suspension that she had. It ends I think August 5th, but now they saying that she not gonna run.
They came back and was like, "Fuck the 30-day suspension. We just ain't finna let her run."
Cause they don't like all the publicity that she getting.
Yeah, and my thing is,
but everybody who's interviewing her as doing the same shit, like nobody's coming out with a different. And she's like, bro, I understand what I did. I made that decision,
and that's all she need to don't say. Race. Don't even explain yourself because you did that shit.
She keeps just saying like, it over and over again. I made
just like
decision.
The
I am who I am. Shit.
I guess it's a white girl that's in the Olympics or whatever, and she. Tested positive for steroids, and she gonna tell me she ate a pork burrito the night before. I said,
did they let her
still? Yeah.
She still racing?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Well, Wow, and steroids is actually something that can give you an
advantage. A performance exactly. enhancing
that
drug.
Is a, but yeah.
Oh, what? It resulted in a 4-year suspension.
Yeah, I finna say she supposed to get. She but not be racing, bro. She did. But no,
they well the way they put it out there like she was still racing. That's why I was like, but you know they always try to compare the.
Yeah,
compared
they tried
it.
To put Michael Phelps in. Michael Phelps was like, nigga, what y'all bringing me in this shit for?
I'm telling you, don't put me in this shit.
What he
I
do?
Got nothing to do with this.
What he do?
That motherfucker be
smoking
puffing.
Weed
and swimming. Fucking their ass up out there.
So, but my thing is, what I want black people to do, still watch the Olympics. Don't boycott the Olympics just because this one person can't race. Because there are a lot of other black people that are still racing, like or that are racers. Still doing, I mean, basketball, track. You got all these different sports that black people are still, you know, doing. Just because she can't run and she can't, y'all want to boycott, don't do that, man.
Yeah,
because
we got to still support. Yeah, we got to still support our other people.
You feel me? You still got to support.
But we also got to support her, too, like, you know, by... speaking out. That's one thing that we doing by showing our support is speaking out. But we also do have to support the others in the Olympics. And support the other countries like Jamaica and all them other places because
So who you room for? USA or Jamaica? If they up in a race.
I ain't gonna lie, Jamaica they got some they got some good athletes in it, so I don't know.
See, mine was based on.
I'm not really a big Olympics fan, though.
For real? I love the Olympics.
Usain Bolt fan.
I never really watched it. Olympics.
I judge it all who had the fattest ass. Like, whatever team of girls had the fattest ass,
see, that's, why I
that's who I would watch. Because all the ass be out in the goddamn Olympics. Swimming, track and field. All the ass gymnastics, all the ass is just out everywhere. Tight ass,
just degrading these women's athletic abilities to their bodies.
They good, but
shameful.
It's a shame.
Volleyball too, but they be on that ass.
We got them tight ass. Their athletic ability.
Yes.
And you are degrading them to their body parts. That's just.
They could have put on the whole body.
Exactly. Why they can't? Why they wearing that?
They try to be comfortable.
So let me be comfortable and watch.
They can't help that
they
curve.
Give me some nice little chips and dip. Sit back, kick my feet up, and look at some ass.
His statements do not represent the Real Atlanta podcast.
Please know that.
His statements are.
Shit.
We interrupt this broadcast to let you know that. About the
shit. But yeah, man. I mean, it's that's what I used to look at. I mean, I used to love.
Used to. Now all of a sudden his eyes don't work.
Yeah, used to, man.
Now
used
all of a sudden the eyes don't work.
Used to,
okay.
Used to. I am a faithful man. Okay, and I do not look at no ass no more.
You just showed me. On Instagram, the girl.
That's different. She was stretching. She was stretching.
It was a girl. She was doing a split and
she was stretching
behind her head and stuff. He sent that out to all his male cousins.
What?
You know? I want to tell my dad, Nigel.
Wow.
Not that one.
She's talking about Rachel Fit now. Rachel, that's CJ girl.
Okay.
The snow
bunny.
No, but this girl, she was doing a split.
Oh, you talking about the tick, tick, tick.
That don't make no damn sense.
That's ridiculous. I should be able to send that out. I sent it to you.
He was amazed.
It was a girl. She was doing a split, and the dude was stretching her out.
How did we
her
get
back
to this?
Because she wanted to know.
If you still look at ass.
Exactly. So stop saying you don't look at it.
Nah, it wasn't Rachel Fit. Damn. It wasn't Rachel Fit.
I'm going to get me a gym fit like Rachel Fit and wear it to the gym. Watch.
She don't go to the gym.
Said,
exactly. Wig and shit. We ain't gonna make it nowhere. You dressing like that.
Get the fuck back in there. Okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Get the fuck back in this room.
I like it because it cuff your butt and it form your butt good.
What y'all talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What y'all talking about? Rachel Vick?
The outfits.
Nah, y'all talking about somebody else.
Oh, this ain't Rachel
Fit. Yeah, I don't know who y'all talking about. I see my mic. That Rachel Fit.
Oh, that's what he was showing you, Taylor?
Nah. I said it wasn't Rachel Fit that I was showing.
Bro, just go back.
Look. See, now y'all done got like, y'all done got CJ locked in.
Yeah,
fit,
my bad.
she real flexible,
yes.
Though.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, you talking about Tierra Swoops?
Yeah, her outfits.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Tierra Swoops. She 5'2 though. Click on the video. Look, CJ, you gonna like that. You gotta see how it jiggling her fix. Nah, hell nah.
Go get dressed. Why this nigga talking?
CJ, leave that CJ.
I'm gonna get this gym off right here, Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Go there, wiggle, wiggle.
He'll have a fit.
Yank, yank. Look at that booty, wiggle, wiggle. Yank, yank, yank.
Jordan's still right there.
No, he gone.
He gone.
You watch that thing, Taylor.
Like, nigga, you must be getting dressed.
But they be knowing what they doing when they wear outfits like that. Come on, Taylor.
Shit. No, I don't think it's like I don't that. Think it's that. I think they're trying to be cute. Like, you're just trying to be cute.
They work.
Most of the time when we wear things.
That shit, bro.
This is what y'all have to realize with females. When we wear, well, most females, we wear things because we want to wear it for ourselves. We don't wear things because we want to get a reaction out of a nigga.
What the fuck y'all do?
I don't wear things even before.
Like, bro.
Come on.
Can I wear that suit?
Yeah, if you want to.
Like, if she was trying to do that, she could have been like, hey, go to the front. And boom.
No, she's trying to show you what your butt is doing.
She's not, all about the glutes, her workouts, her.
Yeah. And she is an instructor, so that's why she in the front. Yeah.
Those little pressures then. She work on the glutes.
Don't go to little pressures. That's enough. We good.
I think one of my insecurities when I was in high school was my butt. So when I used to get up and stuff in the classroom, I put on my crossover bag and I put it right in the behind.
Why?
And just cover it, cause I don't know, I just didn't like when people look at my butt. See, like,
and that's what
I didn't like it.
That's what Nigel was talking about. Like, y'all are with girls with big butts are like subject to so much ridicule and so much, you know, if a man says something about your butt. Or say you thick, you know what I'm saying? Y'all take that to heart, like, damn, bro, why are you talking about me? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's I understand it, and it's like, I ain't gonna say I understand. I never understood it to this degree until I got with a thick girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that shit is really like from a young age. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get talked about.
Yeah.
And that shit crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
But all men love a little bit of ass, man. You know what I mean? You can't.
It don't hurt. Shit.
It don't hurt.
But you gotta understand, they always getting talked about. Like,
understand? Do it respectfully.
Please, always, man.
Mm-hmm. If you got some ones in your hand, they don't give a shit.
No, I don't say that.
That's at the strip.
Yeah, you gotta be at the strip club. And if it's one thing CJ know about, it's that goddamn strip club, baby. Yeah. It's about that strip club. Cause my boy CJ know how to throw them ones. Ain't that right?
Thought I had 50 in my other pocket.
Where that 50 go?
Man, shit. 25.
I threw that too, goddammit.
Let me get 100.
His exactly. Elbow white.
Huh?
His elbow white.
Who?
Jordan.
Damn, auntie.
Shit.
How'd you see that so fast?
When he was walking past. His Your elbow white.
Goddamn, Mr. Brown.
Elbows and knees white.
You know they say don't use baby powder no more. That shit bad for you. That shit know what that elbow look like. Oh.
He said what?
All right, y'all got anything else?
Yeah,
oh, that motherfucking white man that just got arrested.
They got it, bro. They was slapping him with that fucking Black Lives Matter flag. I said, bro, y'all keep giving out your address talking all that shit.
He went up to one of his neighbor houses or something.
It was his neighbor house.
I think it was his neighbor.
Like, what's up with you, bro?
And he did something like he was trying to. They said they arrested him for threats and. Antagonizing or something.
What is it? What they call the men Karens?
The Jeff, I think.
Jeff?
Hell
no. Not Jeff.
Not Jeff.
Is it Ken?
Yeah, Jeff, my dog. That sounds like a. The white. What's the male Karens, man? What's the.
I thought it was Ken. It ain't Ken. I don't
don't know no cool Kens.
Yeah, I don't fuck with no Kens. Only Ken I knew, that nigga was lame in here. He was my supervisor. Fuck Ken.
I know a Ken.
Weak ass nigga. You fuck with Ken?
Mm-hmm.
It's Ken?
I told you, I knew that.
Well, his name Kendrick. His nickname Ken, though.
It's Ken because, never
mind. What?
That don't make sense.
What you about doll? To say, Barbie?
I knew she was about to say the damn Barbie doll.
I used to want to have all the Ken dolls.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
You was a little freaky little kid. What?
Playing house with the...
She wanted all the male dolls.
House with the girl one.
Exactly.
It ain't like so they had... What? They didn't have penises, that though. That shit like used to be...
A vagina?
Just smooth, just like the female. They didn't have nothing. It's, I used to take all the clothes just so I can see it.
Yeah,
they had it.
Oh man, you what? What shit?
Not that. Like she just was so
exactly,
precious.
Bro.
I was so into basketball. Honestly, like all I cared about was basketball. I was a tomboy.
Now look at.
Bro, she used to love like being with her. What you said? Taking out the trash for her mom and doing like all cutting the grass, doing
my
all
mom,
the man
I ain't
shit.
I cut no grass, goddamn.
Doing all
like
the man
all
shit.
The groceries up at one time, and like I took pride in that stuff because my mom had no boy, so I was like, yeah, I'm her little boy. Like, you know.
You were trying to be a
tomboy.
I pee standing up before.
This motherfucker.
Oh yeah, you?
That's
talent. She tried
to. I ain't tried that. Nope, you ain't tried that before.
I think I have, probably, yeah, I when I was younger.
Did y'all ever show y'all cousins, y'all sexual parts to measure up, see what you had?
No.
I never
took
had
bath with my male cousins before when we were younger,
yeah,
like kitties.
I have, too.
Right, say,
I got a picture with my boy
no.
cousin in the tub.
For
we was at Disney World,
yeah,
and they took all of us a bath together. It was like three of us.
Like, we never talked about it. Like, show me your private parts.
Yeah, yeah, I never.
Well, maybe me and my cousin different.
Y'all freak did that?
Nah, me and Lily. Me and Lily did. We ran in the bathroom one time. I was like, what you got? She showed me how. I was like, I ain't got that shit. She was like, what you got? I got this. Then what I got, man.
You know what the fuck wrong with my family now, bro?
DJ, cut that out.
I want to know what she
cut
had.
Cut that out, DJ. Cut that out.
I want to know what she
fuck
had.
That, leave that shit in.
I knew. I knew what. I knew what the other stuff was, and I ain't want to see.
Yeah, ain't know.
Was
we
scared.
Was young.
I
we
saw,
were like,
I saw five. With my dad before. And I
okay, five.
Said,
okay, cool.
Weird, but when
yeah.
I was like
five, okay,
five
cool.
and younger, I had showered with my dad a couple of times, so I knew what guys had. Like I knew girls were different from guys.
No, I ain't never yeah. showered with my daddy before. I done shower with my mom. My mom used to walk around the house naked.
My dad ain't been get your ass in that shower.
I was like very young for.
I mean, that's understandable.
I mean, you
that's understandable.
Young, but
yeah,
like
yeah.
when I hit five, it was like shit. Then we finna run it back for the fuck your ass. Go get
in there. You better not drown or I kill your ass.
Now that I'm a kid, you for drowning.
I kill your ass. You drown in
there for a fucking hour.
No withdrawal.
Damn, boy. But yeah, I don't think I ever.
Y'all seen that movie Poetic Justice before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so on that, I watched that when I was very young too, and they said that word punani. So I asked my cousins, I said, what's a punani? And then everybody started laughing and stuff. I didn't know what that was, but then they explained it to me.
They explained it to you?
It's like it's a private part, a private area.
Oh.
Yeah. But I still didn't know what the context they were using
yeah,
in
yeah,
the movie.
Yeah.
My grandma used to call it.
That'd be the crazy. Oh, mom called it a tootie-wot.
We used to, oh yeah, we used to call it tootie.
Yeah,
you
said
tootie. Don't let nobody touch your tootie.
I used to call it tootie cat.
Cootie cat.
You'll call
it
a twat.
Cootie cat.
That's fucked
up.
To his daughter?
No.
Oh, I mean, that's fucked up.
Private part.
I was talking
about
that.
Don't let nobody touch your pocketbook.
Your pocketbook?
Okay, I can understand.
Don't let nobody touch your taco. No, no taco.
That's disgusting, bro.
All right, we're going to wrap this thing on up.
It's edible.
Meat to meat.
Damn!
Meat to me.
Wow. Y'all nasty. All right, man. This has been another episode of Real Atlanta Podcast. It's your boy DJ ATF. Follow me on YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, and TikTok. Follow your boy on the TikTok.
And it's your girl.
Y'all call...
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, what y'all call
y'all's?
You say cootie cat and stuff. What
y'all
say?
Oh,
yeah, what y'all used to call
y'all? Ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling. Shrimp noodle.
Shrimp noodle.
Not shrimp noodle.
Chicken nugget.
Chicken nugget.
That's what they used to call it when we was little.
Ding-a-ling.
In college, we used to play with and say stuff like that, like shrimp noodles, chicken nugget.
Y'all used to play with it?
What a shrimp noodle
look like?
Y'all used to play with it, bro.
No.
So what a shrimp noodle look like?
Shrimp, we say shrimp noodle, that means small shrimp.
Oh, okay, shrimp. Okay.
She said, what a shrimp noodle look like?
In 5 years old.
Tim said, what a shrimp noodle look like?
No, no, no. I was in college when I was saying that.
Oh, hell no.
See what it is. You said in college?
Yeah, amongst the girls, we would play around like, a little shrimp
noodle. Damn.
Somebody said that shit for real.
Y'all ever had like a little book, like somebody used to say that, you know, all the men, all the girls, they'll list all the hoes, like she was a hoe, he a hoe.
Yeah,
or,
we ain't had no book, but we knew who it was.
Yeah.
We
didn't do that either. Somebody made an Instagram Facebook,
maybe, or MySpace. Damn, you was in high school with MySpace? Mm-hmm. No. No, baby. He's on my Facebook.
At least ninth grade, MySpace.
What?
Uh-huh. MySpace was over when I was in high school.
Yeah,
I'm older than you, so it was over for you in middle school. But it was
ninth grade, I was doing Facebook. Now I want
to say you were older than me.
Exactly. MySpace came first. No, it didn't.
MySpace came first.
Facebook was out, but it wasn't hitting.
Yeah,
Facebook hit like around 2009.
For the younger crowd, I had top 8 ninth grade.
Actually, no, MySpace was still here.
Because I remember I went to a graduation
man.
While I was in high school, and I did my page over off based off those pictures that I took at a high school graduation.
I used to have my MySpace league. Used to be transitioning, everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you used to have a little song on there. Whatever you was feeling
that day.
Fuck it, I'm going to change my shit today.
I used to do that shit every day, like change it every day.
Yeah, boy.
But it's your girl, Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. Also, do not forget to follow us on the Real Atlanta Podcast, Instagram, on every platform that you can think of. We are on everything. If you want to be a guest on our show, please email us at realatlpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Also, this Sunday, we will be shooting our first All Girls Podcast, which is the Women of the Real Atlanta Podcast, the girlfriends. We will be shooting our first episode this Sunday, so y'all stay tuned for that video. It will be posted on the Real Atlanta Podcast page.
Yeah.
And we out.
We out. Crew for that hoe loose.